is somebody here for the old business? You want to announce a little business? Okay, because they're here, they can go.
Okay, do that, yeah. Call the January 31st, 2012 council meeting to order, Sussex County. Mr. Wilson is on county council business, attending the Soil Conservation District's annual meeting out of state. And Mr. Phillips is unable to be here today due to a minor medical issue. Back next week. Through the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Yes, good morning, Mr. President. Thank you. We can strike the executive session and possible action on executive session for today.
Mr. Moore, can we strike, because we haven't got enough votes, can we strike the old business, or is that going to be wait till that point in time and defer it?
That could be stricken from the agenda.
Okay.
Okay, so due to the lack of two council members' attendance today, we can strike old business, conditional use 1913.
So entertain a motion to accept the agenda as amended.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
I'll vote yes, but I think it's a shame that we have to put it off again. But yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
And we'll just put that back on the schedule for next week.
That's correct, yes.
And hopefully everybody will be here.
Yep. In our packet were the minutes of January 17th and January 24th. Any questions, concerns, changes? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President. There's one letter, and it's from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware. It is my great pleasure to thank you and the Sussex County Council for your Leader for Kids grant of $1,500 on December 6, 2011 to the Dagsboro Boys and Girls Club. We welcome your renewed support and thank you for helping make a difference in the lives of so many young people growing up in the club and many other clubs that council so generously supports. Thank you.
Anyone from council, any correspondence?
No.
Attorney General Office Foreclosure Mediation Program, Mr. Lawson.
Yes. The Attorney General's Office, representatives from the Attorney General's Office is here today to discuss their Delaware Foreclosure Mitigation Program. Sir.
Please come up. Good morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. My name is Jerry Kelly. I'm with the Attorney General's Office, and I'm here just to present just a brief overview of the new foreclosure program.
Thank you.
Before getting to that, I just wanted to go over the data that I presented to you. I put some data on your desk prior to the meeting. It shows Sussex County how the sheriff's sales have increased from 269 in 2008 to 609 this past year. The top five zip codes most affected by sheriff's sales, Millsboro had 89, Seaford Blaze 19973 had 71, Laurel 56, and Lewis 51, and then a combination of Milton, Rehoboth, and Dewey 37. On the next page, it goes over the mortgage delinquency data. This is from the Mortgage Bankers Association data. It shows 20,000 loans with 19,860 loans with installments past due or in foreclosure. And you see the breakdown of where those loans are. Mortgage Bankers Association data includes about 88% of the portfolio. We estimate we have, 7,000 loans now in the state in foreclosure and another, probably 15 to 16,000 ready to go into foreclosure. When we look at the what's happened in this past month in January in the foreclosure filings, we had 92 foreclosure complaints filed from January 1 to January 18th. 38 complaints were filed on January 18th, and that was in Sussex County. We had about 150, 160 complaints filed on January 18th. To beat the deadline of voluntary mediation. Once January 18th ended, the new program started. January 19th was a mandatory mediation program, which is what I'm going to speak to you about today. If you look at your timeline that I attached to the handout there, the timeline just goes through how the foreclosure process works. And in the foreclosure process, when you get 4 or 5 months behind in the old days, now it's more like 6 or 7 months behind, you have a foreclosure filing. And at that moment of foreclosure filing is when the mandatory mediation program begins. And what happens is before they can get judgment, they have to go to a session where the bank and the resident gets together and talk about any options. Those options can range from staying in the house and getting a modification to giving up the house, a deed in lieu of foreclosure, or something like that. We really think this will be a better program because to this day, we are always getting calls, and I've been doing the foreclosure issue for the state now for about 5 years between the bank commissioner's office and now with the attorney general's office. We always get calls from people who are facing sheriff sale. And, you know, we have the sheriff's sale, the first Thursday of the month is Kent County, second Tuesday is Newcastle County, and the third Tuesday is Sussex County. So I'll be getting some calls this week from people who are facing sheriff's sale on the 21st in Sussex County. And so what we try to do is see where they are and try to see if there's a compelling case to stop that sale. And we'll listen to them, we'll see where they are, we'll talk to their attorneys and see if there's anything we can do to help them out. Sometimes we get calls from the housing counselors and just try to make sure if there's a modification plan that's being discussed by the bank, that they give it time to see if it can be realized. These days, there's so many new programs coming out. You know, FHA, Fannie and Freddie all have a year forbearance agreement where you don't have to pay for a year if you're unemployed looking for a job. We don't want people to lose their home just because they can't find a job right now. Eventually, they may have to face that. I talked to a woman yesterday who was a few years behind. And that's the outlier. Most of the people are really struggling with a 30-day, 60-day, 90-day late. And what we do to try to get to the people in that section is we'll have the banks come in every quarter and talk to residents and invite all their delinquent loans, not just the ones that are in foreclosure, to let them know what programs there are. But just to get back to the mandatory mediation program that was passed bipartisan in the legislature this past year, is that it gives an opportunity, if you're living in your own home, to join this program. So judgment will be delayed until residents have a chance for mediation. And what we want to do is make sure that we're marketing it, that everyone on council here knows that the program exists. And if there's any way we can help you, reach out to your residents. You know, we're going to have a data of the people that are going into this process. And so what we need to do is knock on their door or send them a letter and let them know about this program. So the first key variable of this program to make it successful is the marketing of it. So as people fall into foreclosure, we see where they are. We get data. And you have some great people here in Sussex County who have been doing that for 3 or 4 years. And if I could give a brief mention of Brandy Bennett, who's right here on the third row. She's been collecting that data. And the foreclosure filings would be about 100 filings a month. She separated that data, put it into first-time home for the people who live in their home and second homes. And in Sussex County, you have about 30% that are second homes. They would not be able to come into this program, but it's not like we don't help them. We always give them the same information about what's available out there and what they have to do. For instance, you know, the last thing you can do before a sheriff's sale is declare bankruptcy, and that stops the sale. We let people know about that. We also let people know that after the sheriff's sale, let's say the sheriff's sale is coming up, in Sussex, and the one I'm working on right now is Newcastle County, which is February 14th. I will tell people they don't have to get out of that house right away. They can still stay in there for a few months. The owner of the note will offer them cash for keys, or they would, if they don't accept the cash for keys, they'll go for a writ of possession to get them out. But what we try to do is try to calm families down, because the biggest problem we're facing now in this state that I see is that a lot more families are breaking up because of the financial crisis. And what we're trying to do is keep people together, keep family units together, and let them know what they can do is call us, put the issue on us or on the housing counselors for a few days, and just bring the temperature down. Because so the end result of this mediation program is there's hope for people to get together, there's hope for people to try to resolve the issue. And what we're trying to do is make sure people are aware of that, and there's also that there's free help. The last thing the Attorney General would want me to tell you today is that there's a lot of scams out there. People are falling for scams left and right. There are people out there that will take advantage of people in distress. And more we see people being paying $2,000, $3,000 to get help, when in reality, they're just getting scammed by a front-end fee. We ask people not to pay the fee in the front end, no matter what they're doing. Always get a chance to look the person in the eye and say, you know, what can you do for me? And if you have people like out here at First State Community Action or NCAL Research that are out there meeting with residents for free, that's the best result you can have. And if not, we ask them to call me. My number is 577-5092, and I have a handout with that number that I'll get to. I'll leave here for you. But it's 577-5092. If you call this Attorney General hotline and you mention foreclosure, yes, you'll be connected with me. So when I go back to the office, I'll have a few phone calls returned tomorrow.
No, you have a hotline. That's good.
Yeah, but we have the 1-800-220-5424. And I have a little bit of a staff that's helping me. We have outreach people here. You have a branch office here at the Attorney General's office in Sussex County where we have people who take complaints. And we are aware of the problems with fraud, and the Attorney General is deciding today and this week whether to join all the other attorney generals in the settlement, the countrywide, the nationwide settlement. And that's a tough call for him because he's seen the deception and the fraud that's occurred in the banking community. And so he's trying his best to make a decision for the residents of Delaware. And I know he was pacing the halls yesterday on that decision. And I was neutral. So I just stepped away and said, you know, that's up to you. It's a tough call because of what's happened. You know, people across this country have lost $1 trillion in home equity because of this crisis. And what we're trying to do in our office is just make sure that people realize that that's money and it's not family. We really try to make sure that people know that the end result of this crisis is we don't want families to be broken apart. And unfortunately, that's what I'm seeing a lot of now. And there's more to say, but I leave it here that we're available. We're going to have outreach meetings continuously. I have one at noon down at the administrative office, and then I'm down in Frankfurt later tonight at 6 o'clock.
I got a little question. I'm reading on the back here. It says Delaware Free Foreclosure Mediation Program available now. And anyway, number three, homeowners who have had their mortgage foreclosed upon on or after January 19th. So somebody who's had a problem last year,
right,
back in December and November,
right,
they don't
qualify for this program. There's you know, if they've, the ones that were, you know, what happened in the last month was very interesting. On January 18th, there were about 140 filings, 150. The attorney stayed up late that night. We saw filings at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night to avoid the mandatory mediation program. But in any result, we work with people. We just sent letters out for tonight's meeting to 300 residents in Sussex County that were filed against back into August. And we're going to continue to reach out into that pool. That pool is the 7,000 homes that are already in foreclosure.
Okay.
There's another 15,000 to 16,000 homes that are coming into foreclosure. This program will get those 16,000, 17,000 that are coming into foreclosure. Right now, we still focus and have outreach meetings with the people that are in foreclosure. You're in foreclosure, you still have 5 or 6 months before sheriff's sale. And up to that last day before sheriff's sale, we tell them, especially if they have a lot of equity in their house, to go up to Wilmington and do an emergency bankruptcy petition if they have to. And that's under $100. So that's something that we tell them they can do.
But if somebody asks us about this program and they're an older one, we should tell them to call you.
Just come
anyway.
To call me. Tell 577.
Them, okay. So that's what I wanted to know.
Jerry Kelly.
Okay.
Some days I'm good, some days I'm okay. But, you know, it depends if I had my coffee yet. And, you know, but call me and we talk.
Okay.
And, you know, my average phone call earlier in the month was about 25 minutes, 20 minutes. I'm trying to cut it down to 10. So I had one the other day that was a minute. I said, you just helped my average. Thank you very much. But, you know, it's hard. You want, because people are so stressed out. We even tell them when I'm there, you can walk in if you're really stressed out. And we could do that down here. I mean, today at noon, we'll take walk-ins down at the administrative office. And, you know, we want, in any meetings that you want to set up, I'm more than happy to come to Sussex County and meet with residents. And one of the goals of this program is to make sure people are aware. It's hard to do door knocking in rural communities.
Sure.
But to the best that we can, we'll be out there sending letters, working with you to set up meetings. And, you know, if you want a list of the people that are being foreclosed on this month, we can provide that to you. Whatever we can do to help, because the only way we're going to do this right is through partnerships.
Sure.
I mean, we can't do it on our own. I mean, Brandy's been doing it on her own for a few years, but that's because she's a trooper. But, you know, there are people like that that are really the people that make partnerships work. I talk to people. I talk well as far as what they can do. what are their options?
She's going to want a raise after you get done.
She should get one.
Well, she's
it's Women's History Month, right?
Well, yeah, we just
careful. Don't go too far. She's been fine. She's been quiet. So.
Well, I just want to make sure you know where credit is due. It's not the Attorney General's office certainly has done some good job in the Bank Commissioner's office when we were there. You know, we all work on this together, the First State Community Action and Call Research. If we're not all into this together, then we're not going to be able to be successful. Because when I told, just remember what I said, there are about 5,000 to 7,000 homes in this already in foreclosure, another 16,000 coming in. That's a lot of families to talk to. But when I tell them, the reason I'm there is for when I was in Middletown last night. I said, when balls drop, that's when you call me. I can't handle a file from A to Z, from beginning to end. But what I can do is see where you are. And if someone is not being compliant to the wishes of what you need to do to get this house together, then we can try to help you with that. We need to work together on this. And that's why I'm really thankful that there are people like Brandy around. Because if not, then my job is just impossible. I can do what I can do. And I try to work hard with it. But this crisis is really, you know, we want to work together so that the families out there, the people, the seniors out there, know that there's a way to get out of this. And the first thing is to realize that you have options. And sometimes the options is you have to leave the home. But if you have income coming in, that still provides you with shelter somewhere. But we see how it goes.
Okay.
Are there any questions?
Any questions? No.
What's the notification point for them to know that your service is available?
Well, right when, you know, the sheriff's office will be handing this out with
sheriff's
them.
Office.
They're going to be the first contact. And then after that, you know, we're going to be sending letters from, you know, the Attorney General, Bo Biden, from, you know, state representatives, right, from county council people.
But it should be included with the information about foreclosure. Yeah. It would be a good idea.
Yeah, it's going to be on the affidavit.
If it's required.
It's going to be on the affidavit. It's going to be on all the information that goes out now.
So they'll get that information the minute they got the foreclosure notice. Okay.
Right. Right.
All right.
So we ought to have these here, Todd, somewhere in the building here too.
Sure.
When people pick them up, it wouldn't be a big.
And we just
idea.
We're this is sort of we're just printing them now. That's why you've got the black and white.
Pretty chintzy printing, but
I know. I'm sorry, but we're getting the color ones are coming on. We just ordered them, so they'll be in later this week.
Sure.
Yes. Mr. President, if I may, I am very appreciative of the fact that the back of the brochure indicates beware foreclosure scams. In my private practice, many times I've had people come in on the foreclosures, and they've already paid thousands of dollars to some group they've seen advertised on TV, where if they'd used that money instead to pay towards the loan, they wouldn't be in the trouble they are.
Right. And, you know, it's tempting to do that, and that's why we're trying to make sure people don't pay the upfront fee, because our services are free. And, you know, it's tough. It's tough economy, so people should be paying the money towards what they need. But, you know, it's also tempting. These people who are out there doing it are very good marketers.
Right.
And it's very – in the state government, unfortunately, we're not – we're sort of marketing, you know, where we can, but we're not as good as the marketers out there.
Anything else from council?
We were having meetings trying to help people who'd gotten foreclosure notices to get them together with their bankers. I guess we're talking about going instead to the state, or I don't know what our what will happen.
We're going to have an event March 30th and March 31st,
mm-hmm.
and that'll be decided later this week where it's going to be. We're going to do the three counties.
Mm-hmm.
I think Friday's going to be in Newcastle. So Saturday morning will be in Dover, and Saturday afternoon will be in Sussex County. So that'll be March 31st. Hopefully it'll be over before the final four starts at 6 o'clock. But you know, anyway, we're trying to map it out so that we're in every county every 3 months with the banks coming in, and then what we do is balance that with our other outreach to meet in different areas. Like we've been in Seaford, Laurel, Millsboro over the last year. We're just trying to make sure people are in the hot spots where we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else from council?
So the state's providing us your office, you and some staff to do this.
Right.
And state's not helping in any other way, are they? I mean,
well, there's a lot. I mean, you know, what we've done over the last, you know, 5 years with this crisis, back when we did a foreclosure study in 2007. Out of that study came six recommendations, and one of them was to create a DMAP, the Delaware Emergency Mortgage Assistance Program.
Okay.
So we have a loan program out there that's, you know, funded by fees from various services in the state. So we have about $500,000 in a loan pool that provides money to people, $25,000 at 3%, to help them catch up. We, you know, we have the outreach program that we're continuing on, and the state is looking at other programs, and the federal government is continuing to provide programs. Sometimes they don't land very well, the federal programs. I mean, their latest program is HARP, a refinancing program, and it's, while it's good intention, we get a lot of complaints about it. And what that does, allegedly, is to refinance people whose homes are upside down. So let's say you have a mortgage of, you know, $200,000 and your value is $140,000. You know, it's hard to refinance when your value is $140,000 and your mortgage is $200,000. So what we try to do is tell them about the HARP program. And sometimes that works. And that's on the table now, refinancing with no loan-to-value ratio. So that will help people in Sussex County and Milton and other areas who've had a big slide in the home value. So that might help people. The goal of the, you know, when I heard the president the other day, was to bring interest rates down for people. And we still have people who have 9-10% interest rates out there. And that's a shame when you have a value of, you know, probably about 30 years at 3.9, 3.4, or 4%. So that's another initiative that we're trying to see how it comes through. But there's many different programs, and I could sit here for another hour and tell you about all the programs. I'm an old math teacher, so I'd have you doing ratios in a minute, you know, because the ratio that
I was just looking at what your new program entails. That's really what I was interested in. Okay. And then you're talking about scams, and is the state looking at shutting down payday loans?
The payday loan industry is, you know, licensed by the Bank Commissioner's Office, and what they've there have been many different initiatives and legislative leads on that issue. I don't think they're looking at shutting them down yet, but I do think that it's a continuous source of frustration for a lot of residents. I know that Paul Calistro, West End Neighborhood House, has created the Loan Plus program, which is a program run out of Catholic Charities across the state, the Catholic Charities, that enables people to refinance their payday loans at a relatively low interest rate to get out of the payday loans. So I could put you in touch with the Loan Plus program, which is an initiative that, again, Paul wants to make that program, it's funded by a lot of the banks. It's a good interest rate relative to what the payday. Paydays are about 400%.
400%.
You know, and then, but the these interest rates are more like 14 or 13, what everyone else would pay for a credit card. So the more that we can establish programs like that that are competitive, that are accessible by residents, because not many people know about the program, and it's something that would be assisting people, because people who are in need of that, the payday lenders are so accessible. There are more payday branches than there are, you know, McDonald's in the state. So they're out there, and the reason that they're successful, again, is they market well, and we in government sometimes have to learn how to market better for these other programs that we want people to take advantage of, and also make sure they're funded.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. And Randy, thank you for all you do.
Yeah.
And Chip, I would ask if you could get somehow a news release on this. I mean, just from the county, just talking about this program. Sure, I was aware of it.
We do that routinely.
Okay.
He's probably already done it, you know.
Yeah, probably yesterday, but it's all right. Thank you. Mr. Lawson, County Administrator.
Thank you. Item number one, Assessment Review Board appointment. As you know, the Assessment Review Board meets the first 15 working days of March each year to consider assessment appeals. Appointments to that board are made by the council and run for a term of 5 years. Councilman Cole's appointment of Mr. Ron Patterson will expire in February, and the position must be filled by the time the board convenes in March. Councilman Cole may reappoint Mr. Patterson or offer a different appointee. I have a motion for your consideration.
Please.
Okay. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the appointment of Mr. Ron Patterson to the Sussex County Assessment Review Board effective February 1, 2012, for a term of 5 years.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Mm-hmm. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. Administrator's report. Make sure I get one. Item number one, the reserve at North Bethany. Sussex County Engineering Department reports substantial completion of the reserve at North Bethany, which includes the North Bethany expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Substantial completion was effective January 25th, 2012. Included with this report is a fact sheet of the project. Number two, the Delaware State Police report a total of 3,509 traffic arrests and 1,194 criminal arrests for the month of December 2011. In all, Delaware State Police had 24,805 hours on duty, of which 42% were spent on criminal investigations. A copy of that report is attached. And finally, Code Red alert system. Code Red is a web-based service designed specifically to enable local government officials to record, send, and track personalized cell phone, home phone, and text messages to their employees in a matter of minutes. Sussex County recently acquired the Code Red system and will begin to notify its employees of any emergency that may affect them. Over the past few weeks, the county has asked employees of the preferred method of notification. We conducted several test calls and text messages and can report nearly a 100% connection rate. Code Red will be administered by county administration to notify our employees of any incident, including weather or other emergency that may interrupt the workplace. Code Red enables us to send messages to every employee within a matter of seconds. County employees have been instructed on the use of Code Red, and full implementation begins tomorrow, February 1st, 2012. I'd like to thank the Human Resources Department and the Information Technology Department for their assistance in getting this valuable software up and running and helping us stay in connection and communication with our employees. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. In your packet, we had a draft ordinance, and it's to change the redistricting. At the time that this was passed a few months ago, I indicated at that time that there were two pockets that the Board of Elections had discussed with us as a possible change. These reflect those same two changes that I discussed at that time. There is one additional change. That additional change has zero population in it, and the Board of Elections asked that to be changed because with the Senate lines and the House lines and ours, it left a little pocket, and actually the Senate is making a change in the same location, and it just changes one road over with, as I said, zero population. And so these are the only changes. There would be a public hearing on this. We do need just someone to introduce the ordinance, which
I'll be glad to introduce that ordinance.
And it is an ordinance to repeal ordinance number 2227 relating to councilmanic election districts and adopting a councilmanic election districts.
And that does have the language inserted that makes, puts Joan in my district?
That's
no,
correct.
It doesn't.
she likes my...
You know, just all of you just pick on me. You know, it's just terrible how you treat me.
How do I care for you?
And you're introducing it?
I'm introducing that, yes.
Co-introducing.
Okay. Anything that I can help Joan out with.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Mrs. Webb.
Thank you. In your packet on Friday, you received a report, the unaudited revenue and expense report for the period ending December 31st, 2011. This is for 6 month ending into our fiscal year, half of the year. And I'll just go over the revenues and the expenses and see if there's any question. Looking at the larger items that we track, realty transfer tax through December showed a positive 8.76% over the budget. However, that is a moving target this year. It has gone up and has gone down. January's gotten worse. It's down through 3.9%, and we're about $650,000 down from last year's place where we are this time last year. Fire service fees are up, but that is a pass-through right through the disbursements right out into the fire companies. The building permits up 8.5, however, building inspections down 10.3. That looks like, you know, it's an inverse relationship. What happens is the building permit fees are valued at higher than the inspections are a standard cost, and there is a large lag time between those two. A contractor could come in and get six permits but not start the building to have the inspection. So that's how that works. Down to the constitutional offices, looking at those revenues, which are another revenues that we monitor. Clerk of the Peace, pretty steady, up 19%. Recorder of Deeds, just hanging in there at a minus 1% from the budget. It is down $10,000 from last year. Register of Wills, showing a positive 9%. And as Mr. Kelly was talking about the foreclosure, there is a positive sign there for us where we're showing, unfortunately, on that side of it, the foreclosures. Miscellaneous interest income is continuing to go nowhere. We will be changing up our banking relationships and investment strategy in the next month or so as we go into the ERP system. We're going to be making some changes, but we're going to look at some other ideas. So in total revenues, it is positive, 4.8% right now. Through half the year, that equates to $1.1 million over our budget. To expenditures, there are a variety of accruals that are made only at year end, so narrowing down on expenditures and seeing some of the large percentage difference is typical. In totaling, the expenses were 3.2% short of our budget, which is good. That equates to $768,000 at this time, 6 months, which is very positive. And that brings us to a modest $390,000 positive at this point. But going into the budget in a couple of months, we need to keep our eyes on those revenues. You know, it's still very flat and very tight. But so far, so good.
Any questions, Mrs. Webb? Thank you very much. Mr. Godwin, wastewater agreement.
Mr. President, members of council, we have one wastewater agreement for your consideration this morning. It's agreement number 917. This is from developer Dale Wheatley at Bridgeville, Delaware. The location is east of County Road 213, north of Route 16, 1 mile north of Main Street and Old State Road. This will be part of the Ellendale Sanitary Sewer District. It will be serving moderately priced housing development of 44 units in phases 1 and 3 properties off-site. The total system connection charges come to $357,529. We do have approvals from both DENREC and our own engineering department, and we're expecting 60 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost of $12,753.75, with a proposed construction cost totaling $85,025. I have a motion.
Please, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 917, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Beaver Properties LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Ingram Village, located in the Ellendale Sanitary Sewer District.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? I will take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Mr. Godwin. We'll now set up for our 10:30 hearing for the Community Development Block Grant. And while we're setting up for that, we want to recognize our friend, Councilman Smiley from Newcastle County, sitting in the audience. Pleasure to have you down here, sir.
Thank you very much. I believe he came down. To announce he's a candidate for governor, aren't you? Is that why you're down here to start
your campaign?
He's already picked for my turn seat.
That was just a rumor then.
As they all are.
But he is a proud resident of Sussex County. That's what everybody from Newcastle County ought to have property in Sussex County.
Oh, that's required.
With taxes paid.
Yes.
And taxes are paid in full. Exactly. Thank you, Mr. Smiley.